24th hour, reflections and practices. Jesus is buried. A stone seals him and prevents his mama from looking at her son any longer. And we, do we hide from the gazes of creatures? Are we indifferent if everyone forgets us? In holy things, do we remain indifferent, with that holy indifference which makes us never disobey? In the total abandonment of Jesus, do we conquer everything with a holy indifference which leads us continuously to Him? And do we form with our constancy a sweet chain so as to draw Him toward us? Is our gaze buried in the gaze of Jesus, so that we look at nothing but that which Jesus wants? Is our voice buried in the voice of Jesus, so that, if we want to speak, we do not speak but with the tongue of Jesus? Are our steps buried in His, so that, as we walk, we may leave the mark of the steps of Jesus, not of our own? And is our heart buried in His, in order to love and desire as His heart loves and desires? My mama, when Jesus hides from me for the good of my soul, give me the grace that you had in the privation of Jesus, so that I may give Him all the glory that you gave Him when He was placed in the sepulchre. O Jesus, I want to pray to you with your voice. And just as your voice penetrated into the heavens and resounded in the voice of all, in the same way, honoring your voice, may my voice penetrate even into heaven to give you the love and the glory of your own word. My Jesus, my heart palpitates, but I am not content if you do not let me palpitate with your heart. With your heartbeat, I will love as you love. I will give you the love of all creatures, and one will be the cry, love, love. Oh, my Jesus, give honor to yourself, and in everything I do, place the seal of your own power, of your love, and of your glory.